After hearing NPR's Morning Edition do an interview with the newly reelected, after an 18-month hiatus, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, I just can't pass up conveying how inadequate and misleading, in my view, parts of the interview was. The interview was conducted by host Steve Inskeep on December the 15th. Let's get right to it. Steve Inskeep tells Netanyahu that he's being criticized for, quote, making alliances with leaders very far to his right. They've attacked the place of minorities in Israel, such as Arabs, or those who identify as LGBTQ. Let me clarify. Left, center, right in Israel is not correlated to left, center, right in the United States. There is essentially no left in Israel. The left-wing Meretz party did not even get enough votes to enter the Knesset this past election. The center in Israel is analogous to the U.S. right wing. And the Israeli right wing is extremist and racist. Netanyahu is a right-winger by Israeli standards. However, in order to win the election, he had to partner with openly racist and violent ethno-nationalists. For whatever reason, Steve Inskeep prefers using the term right-wing when describing these new Israeli lawmakers. But racism has been normalized in Israel. The politicians who enabled Netanyahu's election, such as, quote-unquote, the proud homophobe, Bezalel Smotrich, those are his words, the proud homophobe, and Itamar Ben-Gvir, who was convicted of belonging to a terrorist organization and has advocated for the expulsion of Palestinians from their homeland, when asked by Inskeep whether these extremist politicians will make policy decisions, Netanyahu replied,
they're joining me. I'm not joining them. I'll have two hands firmly on the steering wheel. I won't let anybody do anything to LGBT or to deny our Arab citizens their rights or anything like that. It just won't happen.
Steve Inskeep missed key follow-up opportunities. Number one, Netanyahu says he won't allow anyone to deny Arab citizens their rights. That may be true, but it needs to be pointed out that Palestinian citizens of Israel are already deprived of equal rights. Inskeep also failed to mention that the primary goal of Netanyahu's Jewish supremacist coalition partners is not further depriving Palestinian citizens of Israel their rights, but rather to enable settler takeover of the West Bank. It's no secret that Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and their supporters view the West Bank, or as they call it, Judea and Samaria, as the biblical homeland of the Jews, and will do what they can to expel Palestinians from their homeland. Jewish supremacist Knesset members from Israel's incoming coalition government introduced legislation that would lift the ban on entering four West Bank settlements that were evacuated in 2005 when Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu may say he will control policy, yet this is incongruous with his political appointments. He granted Smotrich and Ben-Gvir the power to essentially annex the West Bank, which I might add is already under de facto annexation. Smotrich will control Israel's civil administration in the government, meaning he's responsible for the Palestinians' daily lives in the West Bank. And Itamar Ben-Gvir was appointed the newly created post National Security Minister. Ben-Gvir essentially will have direct control over a private army in the West Bank, and many fear he will also unleash settler mobs and civilian militias on Palestinians. The elephant in the room was not even hinted at by Steve Inskeep during his 11-minute interview on Morning Edition with Netanyahu. Maybe it was part of the ground rules for Netanyahu, I don't know. But the elephant in the room is Netanyahu's corruption trial, which, if he's found guilty, would remove him from office. This has everything to do with why he partnered with a government that Haaretz writer Yossi Werther described as, quote, a government in which the most extreme factions in Israeli society, settlers, Haredim, messianic ultra-Orthodox, racists, and benighted homophobes are standing at its center. It's a classic deal with the devil. Netanyahu needed to partner with the Smotrich-Ben-Gavir coalition in order to have his Likud party win a majority in the Knesset and bring Netanyahu back into power. In return, Netanyahu gave Smotrich and Ben-Gavir the keys to the West Bank, and it's expected Smotrich and Ben-Gavir will create legislation to override the independence of the judiciary, which will prevent the corruption trial from proceeding. For example, one of the top items on the legislative agenda is passage of what is known as the override clause. This would completely change the balance of power between Israel's judicial and legislative branches, allowing the Knesset to pass laws that contradict the country's 12 basic laws and eliminate the Supreme Court's ability to nullify them. Essentially, enactment of the override clause would stop the Supreme Court from considering unconstitutional legislation, so Netanyahu would be freed from his corruption trial. If there was one question to ask Benjamin Netanyahu during his NPR interview, tying in with Ben-Gavir and Smotrich so that he could get rid of the corruption trial, that was the question to ask. And as I say, Steve Inskeep didn't go there.